Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today's episode, we will review two commonly used ACLS medications, epinephrine and dopamine. After oxygen, epinephrine is the most commonly used medication in ACLS. Epi is used pre-arrest, during an arrest, and post-arrest. Pre-arrest, epi may be used to treat severe anaphylaxis or symptomatic bradycardia. 0.5 milligrams of 1 to 1,000 epi may be given IM or sub-Q to patients for the treatment of severe anaphylaxis. In anaphylaxis, edema around the airway is caused as capillaries leak fluid into the surrounding tissue, and the BP may drop as a result of widespread vasodilation. Epinephrine's alpha effects constrict blood vessels to help maintain blood pressure and prevent additional swelling. Its beta 2 effects cause bronchodilation, making breathing easier. When administered with histamine-blocking medications like Benadryl, epi is effective in the treatment of anaphylaxis and can prevent a cardiac arrest. For patients in unstable bradycardia refractory to atropine, epinephrine may be administered as a drip at 2 to 10 micrograms per minute while we await or prepare for transcutaneous pacing, or TCP. In this case, it is the beta 1 effects that speed up the rate and contractility of the heart that we're after. During a cardiac arrest, 1 milligram of 1 to 10,000 epinephrine given rapid IV push is our first medication. For patients in VF or pulseless VT, epi is given following the second shock. For patients in asystole or PEA, epi is administered as soon as an IV has been established. In cardiac arrest, the use of epi is twofold. First, epi's alpha effects constrict blood vessels, which is believed to help with cerebral and coronary artery perfusion during CPR. Second, it is hypothesized that epi may increase the cardiac tissue's automaticity, making return of a heartbeat more likely. For patients in cardiac arrest, epi should be repeated every 3 to 5 minutes until we identify ROSC or call the code. There is no maximum dose for epi in a cardiac arrest. Post-arrest, an epi drip may be considered along with other adrenergic medications like dopamine or Levofed to maintain a systolic blood pressure of at least 90 millimeters of mercury. Epinephrine drips for post-arrest are run the same as unstable bradycardia at 2 to 10 micrograms per minute. We should start with 2 micrograms per minute and slowly titrate our dose only enough to maintain a blood pressure of 90 systolic. As an alternative to an epidrip in unstable bradycardia or hypotension during post-arrest, dopamine may be used. Dopamine's effects are dose-dependent. Lower doses in the 5 to 10 micrograms per kilogram per minute range affect beta 1 receptors, resulting in increased rate and contractility of the heart. Higher doses in the 10 to 20 micrograms per kilogram per minute have an alpha effect, causing blood vessel constriction. Like epi, dopamine drips should be started at the low dose of 5 micrograms per kilogram per minute and titrated up slowly to maintain a systolic blood pressure of 90. We must be careful not to administer more than 20 micrograms per kilograms per minute of dopamine. Well, that is all I have for you today on epinephrine and dopamine. If you found today's episode or previous episodes helpful, be sure to subscribe or follow so you don't miss upcoming tips, and consider leaving a 5-star rating. You can find links to other ACLS-related podcasts at passacls.com or connect with me on Twitter or LinkedIn via the links in the notes. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.